From KALW's pop-up spot in downtown San Francisco, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton, and I'm here at 220 Montgomery Street with a live audience. This special episode of Sights and Sounds is live because I've been chatting with some of the artists performing at the upcoming In the Name of Love concert. It's a tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. and will feature music from the late Aretha Franklin. Living Jazz is putting on this fabulous production that you can see on Saturday, January 18th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. But right now we're going to hear from several of the artists from In the Name of Love. All right. First up is Kev Choice. Kev is a pianist, producer, music historian, and so much more. He has performed with such artists as Michael Franti and Spearhead, Too Short, Guapola, and Lauryn Hill. He's a music professor at San Francisco State. Just got back from performing in Vietnam. We can't catch up with him. And he is the musical director of In the Name of Love. So just that alone, I know that this show is going to be off the hook. And he's based in my town, the town, Oakland. Yeah, so Kev, how do you feel about being music director for this amazing, amazing show that's coming up?
Wow, it's an incredible honor. I'm really excited about just helping to curate and also just being a part of the performances and just watching and seeing so many amazing artists, poets, musicians, dancers, singers just come on stage and share their gifts and uplift the message of this event. So it's a huge honor. I'm really excited about it, for sure.
And what does it mean to salute Dr. King and Aretha Franklin for you as an artist?
Wow. I mean, it means everything as far as, you know, just how I was raised, just the community that I represent. Just makes me think about my grandmother, my aunties. Mm-hmm. It makes me think about community I grew up in, Oakland and San Francisco. Mm-hmm. It makes me think about what I am in the part of that continuum of Black excellence, of Black expression, of Black resistance, yes, of Black revolution. It's something that I've been intentional about being a part of. So it's good to see it manifest in this way for this event, for sure.
All right, everybody, that's Kev Choice. Give it up for Kev Choice. And next is Chica D. She's a Colombian-born solo artist who is now based in the Bay. She was part of the group La Misa Negra, and her music has been on all kinds of places, including HBO's Euphoria. Her songwriting has taken her to the Latin Billboard charts. She's also done McDonald's commercial. I saw a video of you singing Natural Woman. We heard you sing Natural Woman here tonight. Chica, what does it feel like singing Aretha Franklin and saluting Dr. King?
It's a dream. It's a dream come true. They are an inspiration for me as an artist, as a human, and I just find it very, very interesting the way that they can use their voices, not just for their talent, but also to uplift the community.
And definitely, I was listening to your music the other night, and you know how to uplift folks.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Everybody give it up. That singer-songwriter, Chica D. And this lady right here sings and plays the harp like an angel. And I'm talking about the harpist from the hood, Destiny Muhammad. She's an award-winning artist and composer, and for me, her music is medicine. I love winding down my evenings and listening to her albums with a cup of tea or some wine. And she performs all over the Bay, from Grace Cathedral to SF Jazz to the Santa Cruz Symphony. Destiny Muhammad, what does it mean to you to be performing at In the Name of Love?
Oh, my God. First time I've been invited to do this. At Living Jazz has been not on the bucket list, on the living list, okay, to play at. How about that, Minnie?
Wow, wow. So, okay, and we heard you perform tonight the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was just so, so beautiful.
God's good.
Yes, yes. What inspires you to just pour your heart into that type of music, that type of soul?
That song, the lyrics, Lift Every Voice and Sing, Till Earth and Heaven Ring, I wanted to be able to translate the lyrics with only the sound of the harp.
Yeah.
and have that inspire the spirit of the people who were here and anywhere that I am when I play it.
And we were inspired, weren't we? Yes. Yes. All right. That her rendition, again, is really, really beautiful of that song. That's harpist and singer and composer Destiny Muhammad.
Thank you.
And bringing some poetry to the stage is, yes, is Maya Ravenel Bay. She's an Oakland Youth Poet Laureate finalist, a 2023 Youth Speaks Slam competition finalist, and member of the Chapter 510 Youth Advisory Board. You can see she's very active in the community. And this year, she'll be graduating from the Oakland School for the Arts. Ooh. She is a phenomenal poet. I'm so happy that youth will be part of this production. Maya, what does it mean for you to be part of this production, In the Name of Love, celebrating the legacies of Dr. King and Aretha Franklin?
To me, it's powerful. To me, it's motivating to not only learn, but teach others in the audience and inspire others in the audience, to learn more or to, create more. Artistry isn't, something that you're born with, and I hope people can really, kind of take that seed and nurture it and kind of grow with it, even if it's just a little, so, yeah.
Well, I feel like I grew listening to you tonight. Y'all felt that too? All right, give it up for poet Maya Ravenel Bay. And last, but definitely not least, is the executive director of Living Jazz, Liz Luke. She has done so much for the Bay Area arts community. Liz has presented concerts and events all over the Bay. She's worked with over 2,000 local musicians. In 2010, she founded the award-winning series Undercover Presents. Liz is based in Oakland, and don't mess with her because she has an NCAA championship ring in fencing.
Come on.
So. So she knows how to organize and she knows how to defend herself.
You're going to get me attacked in Oakland tonight.
No, I'm trying to protect people. I'm trying to protect people from you. Liz, congratulations. I know this show is going to be awesome. Tell us, aside from this is just a short sample of the lineup, why should people attend?
January 18th at the Paramount, the show is called In the Name of Love. And it's true. The show is designed and built by hand by hundreds of people, and it is full of love. At a time where things are so divisive and people feel isolated, this is the moment to join a few thousand people at the Paramount to find community again, to find something that'll stir your soul through music, through poetry, through dance, through seeing strong community leaders on stage. So come on out Saturday, January 18th at the Paramount with Living Jazz.
All right, give it up. That's Living Jazz, Executive Director Liz Luke. Thank you so much. All right, everybody. You can see these artists and more at In the Name of Love, a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The show is Saturday, January 18th at the Oakland Paramount Theater. Get your tickets now because they are selling. To learn more about anything or anyone you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. Sights and Sounds was produced by me and Porfiria Rangel and engineered by Gonady Joe Johnson. I'm Janae Darden. Thanks, everybody.